You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play
Boys Against the Goals
with Dom and Jeremy?
Hey,
we're ready to go. Let's meet the players. Representing for the ladies today is Alden. I got to know, what's the origin of that name?
I'm not sure there is an origin, but it means old friend. My parents just found it in a baby book.
Old friend.
Hello, old friend.
It's kind of
hello.
Hi.
It's kind of went funny with if you're like 1 year old though, and your old friend
doesn't really work, huh?
Yeah, not really.
You shouldn't be able to have that name until you're at least 25. So, Alden, what do you do?
I do sales for a nonprofit organization called NCSL.
What does your nonprofit do?
Yeah.
They're a national conference of state legislatures. So they represent state representatives, basically.
All right.
Is that what you dreamed of doing when you were a kid?
You know, we actually we moved out here from D.C., so I very much enjoy it.
Ah, so it's what you know.
Bipartisan, and they represent both sides, so it's
interesting.
Actually incredibly interesting. Yeah.
Well, good for you.
All right.
You're doing what you love, then.
Good for you. Good luck to you today, all right?
Thank you. Thanks.
You're going up against Nick. Hello, Nick. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. How's it going?
Fine, sir.
We're both doing swell.
Real
Thanks
good.
Thanks very much. What's your line of work, Nick?
I actually work for a U.S.-based tent manufacturer for parties, events, now restaurants, churches, schools, everyone that needs a tent.
Oh, tent. I thought you said
tent. He makes
dent.
Tents.
I thought you said dent manufacturer. At first, I was like, what? You go around denting people's cars? Tent. Yeah. He gets those big tents.
Yeah, so I handle the Northwest regional sales.
Oh, look at that.
And I'll bet in the last 9 months, your sales have, what, quadrupled or something?
It's been good. Yeah. No, it was a tough first half of the year, and the second half was strong. So
a lot of outdoor dining, I bet.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
So instead of eating in a restaurant, you go out and eat in a tent.
Right.
Much safer.
No, you get to eat inside, outside. All right, that's what everyone
Much
says,
safer. So.
Yeah, I've got my thoughts
exactly.
on that,
yeah,
too.
I know.
Listen, here's the way this game is going to work. We'll move on. I'm going to ask Nick some questions that women are more likely to know. Jeremy has questions for Alden that dudes are probably more likely to know. Best out of three will win the prize. If we're tied after three, we play sudden death overtime. And we alternate who goes first. Today, the women are going first. Jeremy?
All right, old friend. Please tell me, what was the Broncos' final record for this year? I need wins. I need losses.
Goodness.
Guess.
Three and four?
3-4 is a very short season. No, 5 wins, 11 losses.
5-11.
Oh.
Man.
There's always next year, Alden. Always next year.
It's a comeback.
You see the whole thing all over social media about John Elway,
yeah,
you know,
stepping
giving
down.
Up some control a little bit. And
yep.
I had to laugh.
Forced, I would imagine, right?
I had to laugh, though, at all the comments that everyone's making. It's about time. Get him out of there. And I'm like, it was just, what, 4 years ago, 5 years ago? We were, like, won the Super Bowl, and John Elway was a god again.
Yeah. Short-term memory, though. I mean, 5 years. Yeah, I mean, that's...
Get rid
of him. It's time.
People are hilarious. Nick, here's your first question. Tell me this. What makeup would you apply with a sponge?
Foundation?
Yeah, that is correct.
Look at Nick. Knowing makeup.
Knows his foundation.
Putting makeup on inside a tent.
All right,
Alden. Alden, what type of fluid would you fill your vehicle's transfer case with?
Transfer?
Yes, hurry.
Oil.
No, it is actually called transfer case fluid.
What?
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, controls your four-wheel drive system. It's transfer case fluid. You got to get it flushed every 60,000 miles or so.
I'll be darned.
Making up.
I didn't even know that. over to Nick. Nick, which one of these is not a type of bra? I'm going to give you four of them. You tell me which one is not real. Racerback, Bando, coconut, thin line.
Really?
What was the last one?
Thin line. Hurry.
Thin line.
That is.
Whoa! Nick knows bras.
I thought for sure you'd say coconut.
Me too.
Coconut is a real bra. There is a real type of bra known as a coconut bra. And with that, the game is over.
That was quick.
All right. One for the men. Start the new year strong.
I'll say.
Makeup and bras. There you go, Nick.
Makeup and bras.
You know, Alden, you are absolutely delightful. I'm so sorry, but the boys are going to get the first point of the year. Are you ready to take some medicine?
I suppose so.
Here it comes.
Boys rule.
They do.
Boys rule.
They do.
That's a lot louder on the phone, by the way. Like, I really got that medicine.
It really punches you in the face, doesn't it? You're like, geez, I lost.
All right, you are. You are back. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
You're the sweetest thing. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye.
Bye, Alden.
Well, Nick, you came, you saw, you conquered, and the boys are up 1-0 for the month of January. So, way to play.
Thank you.
If you will please stand by, Josh will come back. He'll tell you about your gift card, all right?
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Quick. I didn't think he would get that last one.
I know.
In fact, I'm kind of snickering like coconut.
I know. What? No.
You even snickered.
I even laughed. I was like, that's got to be the fake one.
We'll play again on Thursday.